Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If you have something you'd like to add to the conversation, a question you'd like to pose, the number is 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Forgiveness is a subject for this month. We're talking about that in light of Jesus' finished work on the cross and his victory cry from the cross that said, "It is finished." His work regarding sin was done. There's nothing more that God is going to do concerning sin. Jesus' sacrifice was sufficient. And here's the result. Here's the benefit of that for us. And I love this verse. It's Ephesians 1:7. It is just so black and white. Here it is. It's the gift of God's grace. And this is what it says. In him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, or the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace. So the forgiveness that we have in Christ is a gift of God's grace. And the deal is this: if you're in him, this is what you have. If you're outside of him, if you've never believed in him, the key is believing so that you're in him. And when you're in him, you receive this gift of grace, this redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So it's a powerful, powerful verse, and it just speaks of a reality that is ours in Christ Jesus. So it's saying that you don't have the possibility of being forgiven. It simply says that you have forgiveness of sins. And that's a big difference, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, and you know, you look at how this chapter opens, and basically Paul is saying, wow. I mean, God the Father, wow. Lord Jesus Christ, wow. That's what it means to say praise be to them. So, you know, what I love about this gospel is it is a gospel that makes us say wow in response. And, you know, what is the big deal here? Well, everything from, you know, blessed with every spiritual blessing, having a new calling, you know, the Gentiles being predestined, that's us. Fortunately, you know, most of us listening today, we're Gentiles. We were predestined to receive this gospel. We've got forgiveness and we've got redemption. And, you know, I like to point out that it says, in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So, you know, we're not waking up every day saying, God, will you please redeem me? Please, will you bless me with every spiritual blessing today, Father? Will you choose me? Will you call me? Will you adopt me? You know, those sort of things. Will you make me one of your chosen people? We're not asking for that. We've already got that. As believers in Christ, we have all those things. We have every spiritual blessing, and we have forgiveness, and we have redemption. So, you know, guys, when someone singles out one of these and says that we need to ask for forgiveness every day and get it in installments, get it in portions, you know, we're not getting blessings from God in installments. We're not getting redemption in installments, and we're not getting forgiveness in installments. And that's important to know.
It really is important, and I appreciate those insightful thoughts on this passage. So the key, you know, when people ask, are my sins forgiven? The real question is, are you in Christ? Because if you're in Christ, then that's part of your eternal inheritance. That's what you've been blessed with in him, and it is a gift of grace. So are you in Christ? Well, yes, I am. Then you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And rejoice in that. Have that wow moment and say, yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus. So if you have questions about forgiveness of sins, whether you're forgiven, whether you're in Christ, we want to help answer those questions for you on today's broadcast. 844-322-2742 is the number, and we have some open lines. So call right now, 844-322-2742. We also have a fantastic resource for you this month called It Is Finished. And it really covers the whole gamut of what the Word of God has to say about our forgiveness in Christ Jesus. So if you've struggled with forgiveness of sins, you've struggled with feelings of guilt and fear and shame, this resource is for you. And if you are not struggling with that, I guarantee you, you know people who do. So this could be a great ministry tool for you as well. We want to put it in your hands. It's yours for a gift this month, the Basic Gospel. Bob, tell them how to do that.
You can do that several good ways. First and foremost, of course, is to go to our website, click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can call 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. You can also donate through the Basic Gospel app. We would love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. So once again, donate at basicgospel.net, by phone at 844-322-2742, or on the Basic Gospel app. Well, as Bob said, open lines, and I think we have a call on the line right now, Bob, as we are speaking.
Well, let's go down and talk to Clay in Thorndale, Texas.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Clay. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, doing good. Jeannie and I have been studying that Hebrews 12:6, and the way we were talking about it last week, I like that the Lord corrects us and disciplines us, and I've got a long ways to go with that. But yesterday I was at the bank, and I had my dog, which is basically my best friend, and it bolted out of my arm chasing a bird and went out in the street.
Uh-oh.
And got ran over, but I rushed to the vet, and she's going to be all right. But what I'm asking, is there any way that could be chastening towards me, that is,
well,
from God?
Clay, no. Clay, you know, God is not doing that to us. He's not seeking retribution for a single sin that we've ever committed. So it's not chastening. It's not God's discipline to, you know, hurt your dog, or, you know, some people's dog dies. You know, we need to remember, the wages of sin, any sin that we commit, the wages of sin would be our own spiritual death. And yet all the wages have been taken. I mean, Jesus Christ took away our sins once for all, and we're spiritually alive forever. And, you know, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death says, hey, if you sin, you deserve death. Well, the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from that pattern. There is no more pattern for us. We don't get death when we sin. So, you know, when it comes down to what happens in this world and painful things, you know, like the injury of your dog or the death of someone's pet, whatever it might be, we have to chalk that up to it's a fallen world, and, you know, evil things happen, bad things happen, pain and stress comes at us at a million miles an hour on this planet, but Christ is working in us. And what he says, Clay, is he says, you know, grieve with those who grieve, and laugh with those who laugh. That's what he's instructing us to do. So I think God's heart in this is that he's the comforter in this. He's the counselor in this. He's not, you know, hurling your dog into the street. That's not who God the Father is. Your sins are taken away. You're forgiven perfectly and forever. You're the righteousness of God. So, you know, the Holy Spirit's role right now is to comfort you and counsel you and feed you the truth, so that you don't end up believing the enemy's lie. And the enemy's lie will disfigure the Father's face in your own mind. I mean, the Father's face gets disfigured when we are trying to look at life circumstances to see what God is trying to tell us. You know, we're trying to read the tea leaves. We're trying to figure out if God is trying to send us a tough message through bad things happening. And we need to remember, bad things happening started with Satan. Bad things happening started with Adam choosing. Bad things never started with God. So, you know, let planet Earth come at you. It does. It's ugly. It's painful. It's stressful. But also let Christ work in you. And I think it's important to see, Clay, that those are two very different things. So God is for you. He's with you. He's your comfort, and he's your counsel right now, my friend.
Okay, thank you. That brought me a lot of peace. I appreciate it. She's going to be fine. It's just going to be a while. God bless you, man.
Thank you, Clay.
Well, thanks for your call,
thanks,
Clay.
Really
we
glad
sure
you called on that issue.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Overnight, we had a call from Lancaster, California. This is from Gwen. Let's listen.
Hello, Bob. My name is Gwen. I'm calling from Lancaster, California. And my question is, why do people think that cremation is a bad thing? since the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, and that we're going to return to dust anyway, and that this is just a shell that we live in, that the spirit resides in while we're here on earth, what is the problem with cremation, and why is it such a big deal that people bury the shell? All right, thank you.
Well, I think the problem is it's a new way of thinking. Yeah. And, for thousands of years, Christians and Jews have practiced burying bodies, and they did so in light of the promise of resurrection, the resurrection of those bodies. But there's really nowhere in the Bible that teaches against cremation. There's really nowhere in the Bible that teaches for it. But the lack of any information about that speaks to us. It says that it's not prohibited. So how a person handles the disposing of a body today is really between them and their family and the Lord. And so certainly cremation today is the best financial option, and so many people are opting for that because of the finances involved. But whether, you know, our body returns to dust through cremation or just, over decay over a long period of time, it's still going back to dust. And God is fully capable of, raising up brand new bodies. So that's not beyond his power or his expertise or his plan. We're going to have new bodies if we're in Christ. We're gonna be raised with brand new bodies, just like Jesus's was a resurrected body. The mortal is going to put on the immortality. The perishable is going to put on the imperishable. That's our hope in Jesus Christ.
Indeed, Gwen. Gwen, I hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. And if you have further questions, please call us. Also, a new listener in Wisconsin. Let's listen to this call as well.
Hi, Bob. This is Margie from Cudahy, Wisconsin. I was just kind of catching up on a few of the programs, and I wanted to let you know what an encouragement you guys have been to me once again. I had a really hard day with two of my daughters, and it was just so wonderful to hear the truth and clarity of the gospel. I want to thank all three of you, and also Andrew Farley when he joins you, for just blessing me so much. And God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Margie, for those kind words, that encouragement back to us.
We love that. Yeah,
we do. And that's a great ministry. And, you know, guys, what we want to be is our listeners' friend in the Christian teaching and talk spectrum of radio.
Yeah.
And, we're all on the same journey as far as getting to know Christ, growing in the grace of God, growing in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to be your friends to help you along that journey, to be an encouragement to you. And we're so grateful when you call and make calls like this and encourage us, because we need that as well.
Absolutely. Well, what we also need is a great trip to Israel, wouldn't you say?
Well, we're going to have a great trip to Israel, and it's May, I think,
the 25th through, the,
25th through June 6th of next year, 2019. We've already had a number of people sign up, so that's encouraging. It's more than a year away, but it's not too early to start making plans, and that's why we wanted to put the details together as soon as we possibly could. But this is one of those trips of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. It's well worth the investment. An investment in your own spiritual growth. You will see the places where Jesus ministered, where Jesus walked, where Jesus healed the sick. You will see the very place where Jesus purchased your redemption, where he was raised back to life. You will see all of the places where this good news story was played out in human history. And in seeing it, a lot of the Word of God just starts to make sense in new and fresh and exciting ways. And we're going to be taking this journey with our new covenant glasses on.
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at the land through the new covenant. And, boy, that just really electrifies the trip even more. So come, if you are interested, go to our website, find out all about this trip. And I would suggest go ahead and reserving your spot as quickly as you can.
Well, again, click that banner at the top of the homepage at basicgospel.net, and that's, as Bob said, that's, you know, the problem with trips of a lifetime is that when it really is that, you want to do it again.
Yes.
I think this will be one of those. Well, we're making new friends all over. Let's listen to this call from Mark in Canada.
Hi, it's Mark from Kenora, Ontario, Canada. I was listening to the program tonight, and a lady asked about Jesus and original sin, about being born of Mary. And I wasn't clear on the answer. I was just hoping you could explain it a bit more. I was under the impression that original sin came through Adam, and that's why it wasn't transferred to Jesus, because it came through the male. If you could clarify that for me, that'd be awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Well, I'll just briefly go over the answer, and then Andrew, you and Richard kind of banter back and forth on this, because I think it's really an important question. So the answer that I gave the other day was the fact that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So there wasn't a man to pass on sin in that equation. So Joseph was merely the stepdad, so to speak. But he was conceived by the Holy Spirit. So that was my answer. It was kind of quick, and we moved on to the next caller. But let's kind of stop on this subject a little bit and talk about original sin, what it meant for mankind, and why Jesus really did have to be born of a virgin.
Well, I mean, he had to be born of the Spirit first and foremost, because, you know, we're all born in sin. And so without that miracle, you know, Jesus couldn't have been born. So that's why God did it that way. And also, I would say part of the confusion that really clouds this issue, guys, is the elevation of Mary to some sort of superhuman or even divine status. And that's what we need to look out for. In whatever belief system we have here, I mean, you know, Mary was not without sin. Mary was just like the rest of us. And when you bring that into focus, then you realize, okay, well, then that tells me a few things. Number one, that's why the Holy Spirit had to conceive, and that's why Jesus was born of the Spirit. And then secondly, it tells you that there's nothing that God hates about humanity, meaning the human body. I don't know why we get into these conundrums, but we imagine that God rejects the fleshly body, that God rejects, even though it's a fallen body. I mean, we're told that our bodies are holy and acceptable, and, you know, when we're saved, they become the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's important to understand that Jesus was willing to come in the likeness of sinful flesh. He was willing to dwell within Mary and be born of Mary and miraculously by the Holy Spirit, and that's why he wasn't born sinful. And I guess what I'm saying is, in the birth of Jesus, we see that compatibility. We see God's divinity compatible with our humanity. And to me, that is a big miracle. You know, we talk about the resurrection, that's huge. We talk about the cross, that's enormous. And then at Christmas time, we're talking about the birth of Jesus, and I think that's pretty special too, because God is spelling out his own compatibility with our humanity. And so, you know, now Christ lives in us. You talk about the greatest Christmas gift of all time, the life of Christ living in us. So there's some compatibility that we need to wrap our minds around and say, I've really got Christ living in me, in this fleshly body. I've really got him dwelling within me. Wow, that is incredible.
That is incredible. That is. And, you know, we're talking about forgiveness of sins this particular month. And really, that's one of the proofs, the evidence that our sins have been totally forgiven. Because Christ wouldn't come and live in an unclean vessel.
No,
but the fact that he's alive and living in us proves that we've been cleansed of all unrighteousness, we've been declared righteous, that our sins have been taken away once and for all, removed from us as far as the east is from the west. So the very fact that Christ is alive in us is proof that in him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Indeed. Well, that is the good news from Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, Andrew Farley, I'm Bob Davis. And we had this very interesting call from someone who described himself as a truck driver that came in overnight. Let's listen to that call right now.
Hi, Bob. My question is, if you're looking upon this woman, is it lust to say that would be somebody I'd like to get to know because you're attracted to her? You're physically, you're looking at her physically for a physical attraction. You don't know her, but you make eye contact. I guess what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to find out where is that line between lust and actually being generally interested in somebody, but obviously there needs to be chemistry. I'd like an answer to that. Thank you very much. God bless you guys for your ministry.
Who's going to go with this one?
Well, that's
one of us who hasn't lusted.
That's right. Well, that is a great question. And really, the word lust is a neutral word in the Bible. Jesus actually used that word, and he said, I greatly desire to eat this Passover meal with you. That's the word lust. And it's a strong desire. Now, it takes on different meanings depending on what's motivating that desire. So there's fleshly desires, and then there's the desires that come to us from the Spirit of God. And so in your case, you're saying, I see a woman, she's attractive, and I want to get to know her. I want to find out more about her. Well, I think that's a good thing. You're not saying, hey, I want to have sex with her, or I want to do something like that. You're saying, hey, I want to get to know this person. I want to start with friendship, and then I want to see where the Lord takes it from there. So that's just part of being human, and we're all going to be physically attracted to different people. And so that's an important piece of this. But lust from a negative side is a lust that's motivated by the flesh. It's not something that is led by the Spirit of God. And I think that's important for us to understand, kind of the motivation, the sourcing of those desires that are in us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just look at how we relate to one another. God's given us spirit, soul, and body, and clearly, you know, he's designed sex. He's designed it for marriage. You put that desire in Adam and Eve from the very beginning. And I think the enemy really is, in a way, envious or jealous of our human experience. And, you know, he wants to accuse believers day and night, making them sort of fear the fact that they're attracted to the opposite sex. He wants to make that dirty and evil and wrong in our minds. But, you know, God made us to be beautiful to each other, and part of that is our physical appearance. And so, you know, we're embracing God's creation when we do that. You know, I'm reminded of James chapter 1, where it says, you know, lust is one thing, that desire is one thing, but it can give birth to sin. And then when sin happens, well, that gives birth to death, meaning experiencing death in our experience. So we want to experience life. So Lord Jesus Christ, use my eyes, use my hands, use all of me today for your glory. I depend on you and trust you for good motives.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. And we certainly appreciate all those who called.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll be back tomorrow for a teaching edition. We're going to be working through Hebrews chapter 12 and into Hebrews chapter 13. So we invite you to join us for that.
Great study.
We have had just a fantastic time going through this book. It is one of the best books to work through. Yeah. It is so meaningful, so practical, and it just lifts your spirits to rejoice in the fact that you know the one whom God sent, Jesus Christ, his only son.
Yeah.
And it's just a powerful, powerful study. So join us tomorrow as we continue through chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews.
Friends, remember also that Basic Gospel is listener supported, and to help keep the good news coming, click donate at basicgospel.net or call 844-322-2742. And with your gift this month, you'll receive our brand new 5-message series called It Is Finished. It drives home the bedrock truth that in Christ, forgiveness is a done deal now and forever. Again, donate online at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. And remember, that same number is available off hours if you have a question you'd like for us to answer here at Basic Gospel. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, for Andrew Farley, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis, with your invitation to join us tomorrow for that Hebrew study. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.